You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is not No Jumper. This is Aggressively Uninterested. And I'm here with a Cleveland misfit, legend, but controversial figure, to say the least. Mr. Put a Girl On.
Put a Girl On.
I'm absolutely ecstatic that you came to my house to join me in a conversation today.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful place.
Dude, even more beautiful now that you're here.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
My friend and I are infatuated with your online content.
Thank you.
Very bingeable. I lost a couple hours of my life the other night after he showed me. And when I saw you, we grew up in Brunswick. So when I saw you pulling up to the Brunswick GameStop, I knew I had to reach out to you.
Yeah, for sure.
So, and you very graciously were available and came by to do it. Starting off, what the hell are you doing?
Trying to put a girl on, bro.
Trying to put a girl on. Why don't they put the girls on?
You got to ask them, bro. I don't know. It's a simple task. Simple request. Nobody can do it, though.
Dude, I totally agree. It's a simple request. So let's start off. Now, obviously, you're trying to put a girl on.
Yeah.
But you're trying to maybe mobilize some help in that. Is that the point of doing the social media?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was basically just at first. Yeah, I'm still singularly trying to put a girl on, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also like another thing, if, you know, when the fans start doing it, it kind of kills the lore. Because, yeah, like, you know, it's at one point we had, like, when I first started the Taco Bell, like, when I first started put a girl on, I mean, like, I can't even tell you, probably thousands of people were calling that Taco Bell. Like, the number got doxed, and there was thousands of people doing it. And I mean, like, the super fans hate when, like, the other people try to get in on the lore and start doing it, too.
Because it's not their swag.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, that's why I got the disclaimer, too. So,
but that's hilarious. So let's start off. For anyone who maybe is not as familiar with it as I am,
yeah,
let me explain. You call a variety of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And you tell them to put a girl on.
Yeah.
Can you go over just the businesses you've done so far?
Yeah. We started with Taco Bell. We've done Taco Bell, McDonald's, Popeyes. We're on KFC now, Planet Fitness, Serpentini Chevrolet. Shout out Serpentini Chevrolet. You suck my meat. and yeah, a few others. But yeah, it mostly started with the fast food, but now we're kind of getting into like bigger business.
And now if I was just explaining it to someone and I just explained the put a girl on part, that might be a little bit anticlimactic. Yeah. You're not understanding. You have to watch it to see it. Now, the other part is that the people you are asking get absolutely fucking enraged.
Oh, yeah.
They are so angry. I'm curious about this because the creativity of the death threats that you get.
Yeah.
I will strangle you with your entrails. I will gut you. I will take it. I mean, I could never remember all of it.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm amazed by the creativity of it because these aren't horror movie fans. Maybe some of them are.
Yeah.
But these aren't particularly morbid people you're calling that are saying they're going to strangle you with their entrails or fuck your neck hole.
Yeah.
Was another one I remember. What is it about, I'm curious, what do you think, what is it about what you do that enrages the people you call so much?
In my mind, it's more so just like, because, you know, there is a lot of behind the scenes stuff that I don't put out. So it's like, if you don't get the reaction the first time, I'm calling like 6, 7, 8, 9 times. You know what I'm saying?
I see.
And then it's more so just like, you know, I'll do the buildup. Like the first 3, 4 calls, I'll just keep calling and saying, put a girl on. Then I'll take like a 20-minute break and then I'll call back as like, hey, this is Robbie Radish from da-da-da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of the times they fall for it, or, hey, I'm from corporate. And they're like, oh, hey, what's up? And then I'll string them on and then I'll literally just be like, put a girl on, you know? And then I feel like they feel so like stupid about it that they fell for it, that it just triggers that
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
You know? And they just
but dude, whatever,
out.
That's what I'm, that's what I'm amazed by. Whatever you're triggering is something like very present.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they are like really fucking mad. The majority of them. Now, occasionally you call Planet Fitness, you put a girl, she giggled.
Yeah.
She wasn't threatened by you.
Yeah. I think that one knew who I was. There was a couple, there has been a couple people that were like, oh, I've been waiting for you to call. Like they know who I am. But, more so, I feel like the bigger that I had gotten, that started happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it still does from time to time, but there are a lot of places that still don't know who I am. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah. Dude, and that's awesome. So even I was naive to that. So you're saying for a lot of these day seven, that's not the seventh call.
No, definitely not. No.
So if we're talking in a 30-day series, how many phone calls do you think are they receiving?
From me personally?
Yeah.
I mean, in the beginning, were hundreds, you know what I'm saying? It was to the point where, like, you know, if I couldn't get one, I would wait an hour, you know, and start doing it again. And I would, like, I had, like, a time frame when I first started doing it because I really liked catching this one certain employee. And basically just me calling for the first 2 weeks, I basically figured out when he was, like, there.
Yeah,
and I always
yeah.
tried to catch him. But, I mean, he was just word of mouth spreading it that I was calling the store or whatever. So then every employee started doing it. But I mean, yeah, like I said, there had been times I've called 20, 25 times in one sitting just to get the reaction until they either unplug the phone or crash out.
You're on a fucking mission, dude.
Oh, yeah.
How did you know how to do it? And then in addition to that, what was your experience with social media before this? Did you have experience with videos and that's how you knew to start doing this, or what inspired you to start recording it?
I mean, it was just like honestly random. I was making music beforehand. I was like rapping for a few years.
Okay.
So yeah, I mean,
anything
I knew
you
want to
plug?
No, that part of my life is over. But I had some experience with social media, but it was more so just like when we were younger, we always used to prank call places when we were like in middle school and stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
did. You know what I'm saying? And it was just toward veering the end of the music stuff. And, you know, I just had a meeting with like all the people I was working with. And I'm like, yeah, we got to do something else. Like we have Drake and everybody, like, you know, this rap shit's kind of saturated, whatever. We're getting old. It's like, it's fun and all, you know what I'm saying? But let's veer into something else. You have to do something to get in front of the eyes of everybody. And with the generations being so fucking crazy, you know what I'm
yeah.
saying? They like the short term brain rot stuff. So yeah, it was, working a construction job and I had a kid on the way and I was just like, fuck this isn't cutting it. So my son was born July 11th and then the next day after I had him, I was just at the house geeking with one of my boys and like we had prank called the Taco Bell and got such a good reaction out of them. I posted on my story on my rap page or whatever and hella people were just hitting me back on it like, yo, like you gotta post this.
Yeah.
And yeah, I ended up posting it. You know, it was slow for like the first 2 weeks. And then I think day 15, I like hit my first like viral video. And from there, it was just, I was gaining fucking 9,000 to 12,000 followers a day.
Yeah, that's like, that's super impressive too. I think you're at like 500,000 now, yeah, followers. How long has it taken to do that? You've done, what did you say, 6 series now?
No, I think we're on season 10.
Season right 10, season Jesus 10 Christ, and 11. This is all month long. This is all 30-day period, challenges. Yeah. So then that puts you at almost, you've been doing this every day for a year?
Yeah, July will be a full year.
Dude, you really are Mr. Pooty Gorilla.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Dude, and you're talking sometimes 20, what do you think on average are the calls you make daily?
It depends. I mean, it varies. I mean, if I can't get a good one, 20, 25.
If you get a good one,
it's over with. Like sometimes I'll nail it first try. You know what I'm saying?
Dude.
And especially the deeper it gets into the season when they actually are aware of what's going on.
Yeah.
Then it hits harder.
Fucking hilarious. What is the actual origin of Put a Girl On? Not your movement, but just the actual phrase. What made you, and how did you know to double down and commit to that one?
We were saying some other stuff beforehand, like, yo, I'm in the parking lot with a gallon of lube. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
just
okay.
Random stuff like that.
Okay.
And,
but other horny stuff?
No, not so much. No, it wasn't even like really based around that. It just like the phrase "put a girl on" just hit. You know what I'm saying? And then I had posted one of the full videos on TikTok and got flagged immediately because we're cursing and saying all this bullshit.
Okay.
I think, yeah, more so when I was doing it, you know, it was like, oh, let's do whatever to get a reaction, you know, and we cut it right at Put a Girl On. So, I mean, it's not even a buildup anymore. I don't call, I don't cuss, I don't say nothing weird to him. I literally just say Put a Girl On now. But when it first started, yeah, it was definitely a little different. But it's definitely, you know, steered away from what it was.
Okay. Dude, and hilarious. I totally relate to that. We used to go on the road. We're in bands and stuff, so we used to go on the road, and down in the South, they'll have billboards for a prayer line. Yeah. You could call and they'll pray for you.
Yeah.
So we would always call them and say, hey, you know, we're in a band on the road. We started sucking each other's dick. Do you think you could help us out with a prayer or something?
Yeah,
like, I'm really struggling over here having to be in the van with my homies all day. They're looking nice.
Yeah. Hey, yo.
So, I like that you clarified now. You said, now you just say Put a Girl On.
Yeah, it's been like that for a while.
Was any of that intentional for the legality aspect? I'm curious about the legality aspect because a lot of the people you're calling are claiming that it's harassment. And I'm sure you've had to do your own research into this to know what, you know, at what point is this something, you know, that could be legally tried for.
Yeah.
Do you, can you speak on that at all?
Yeah. Right when I started blowing up, I think I was like right around 50,000 followers. And like I said, it was blowing up so fast. And I started to get tweaked out. You know what I'm saying?
Started getting paranoid?
Yeah.
I would have gotten paranoid too.
I started getting paranoid because my first time actually being in a limelight or going viral. So I started getting kind of tweaked about it. So I called my lawyer. Shout out John Powers.
How'd you had this dude from something before?
No, I found him and I had a bunch of questions with him. He handles all my legal stuff now.
Now, real quick, how did you find this? Is this a guy that advertises that he has involvement with kind of content stuff?
No, I was looking up social media like lawyers and stuff. He's just a criminal lawyer, but
okay.
When I had come, I called a few lawyers beforehand. You always get the fucking lawyer line where they put you in a bunch of different ones.
Yeah.
I just found this dude on Google, got a hold of his line directly, and great dude.
He was down to talk to you and consult with you.
Yeah, he gave me a bunch of stuff. He basically, you know, it's, I'm not sexually harassing anybody in a sense. I'm not even harassing anybody. At a sense, if I'm calling 20, 25 times, yeah, it's considered harassment. But more so it was, you know, put a disclaimer on your page stating, you know, that telling everybody else not to do this so you're not inciting a riot, basically.
Yeah.
And other than that, yeah, you're fine. You know, he basically just told me, just, you're good. And I'm just like, all right, fuck it.
Did he tell you at what point you would have to retract something? Have you ever had to retract anything from legal people trying to give you legal issues or anything like that?
No, recently we got like the first legal issue, but it's more so along the lines of like, if I'm calling places out of state, it's federal harassment.
Okay.
Because it's over state lines. But I mean, you know, if I'm staying in the Cleveland area, nobody really gives a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Especially the fast food places. It's fast food. Nobody fucking cares. But I mean, the big businesses are more iffy, you know, but at the same time, I'm basically doing free advertising. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I get a lot of stuff like that. Like, damn, this episode made me want to eat Taco Bell. Damn, this season made me want to go get KFC. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we do reach out to a lot of the franchises and be like, yo, you want to do some advertising? You know what I'm saying?
Have you gotten any bites on that?
No, no, no.
I wish I was surprised.
Yeah.
That's funny as fuck. Yeah. And I appreciate you sharing that just because I know there's going to be some copycats or people influenced by your work.
Yeah.
And I think that's important that you tell them, yeah, one, put a girl on.
Yeah.
Is Taylor's thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get your own thing.
Yeah, for sure. And the fans are good with that. I mean, man, I have like a cult following. Like if someone tries to roast me in the comments, there's 60, 70 replies under that comment of just people telling them to put a girl on. Yeah.
But when people are saying this isn't funny, X, Y, and Z.
And they're all just like roasting them. You know what I'm saying? But it is like, you know, I do have a lot of haters, you know? But
oh, I bet you do. I bet you have a lot of, food service,
mm-hmm.
Haters.
It's crazy.
Let's go into coming from the legality aspect. You got a charge after calling Serpentini Chevrolet.
Yeah. Fuck Serpentini, by the way. What's good, Bob?
Can you go into this?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's a little bit.
Yeah. It was like I got charged with impersonating a police officer because I called the car dealership as Detective Dodge Durango.
But you weren't aware that Detective Dodge Durango was a Cleveland veteran, right?
Yeah, no clue. I mean, man, it was just so fucking stupid and whatever. So the Westlake PD, like, my dad called me like, yo, there's like three cops here beating down my door.
I hate to interrupt you. That's really funny. They did the same thing to me.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with it, but just some dude was fucking around at the beach up there.
Yeah.
And just my friend tagged me in it because it looked like me. It was just a white dude with long hair.
Right.
And a grainy, like, picture. So I shared it on Instagram.
Yeah.
It wasn't really me, but the Westlake PD also showed up at my dad's house. So I had to,
they're fucking
I had
crazy.
To relate to you on that. I don't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, no, it's good. I mean, they pulled a deep, like, and my parents live like a grip away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so yeah. I doubt they have too much serious crime in Westlake.
No. And yeah, so he called me like, yo, there's three cops here. Like, they're pushing up on me. Like, they want to know where you are. I'm like, tell them to fuck themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever. So, you know, I didn't want him showing back up at my parents' house. My dad's retired. He's chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you don't
yeah.
need to deal with none of that shit. So,
and he's willing to put a girl on. If
yeah,
you ask,
he puts
you
girls know? On all the time. Yeah. And so, you know, I called the Westlake Police Department. I'm like, yo, what's up? Like,
what's up?
Yeah, I'm like, you were looking for me or whatever. They're like, yeah, you need to come down here and talk to us. I'm like, about what? And they're like, well, we're not gonna tell you until you come down here. I'm like, well, it sounds like I'm not coming down there. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, so I'm on the phone with them going back and forth for fucking 10 minutes. And finally, she's like, hold on. I'm like, all right. She gets back on the phone. She's like, oh, it's about you and the Serpentini Chevrolet. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
When you are on calls like this, do you ever start to get paranoid that they're setting you up for a put a girl on or a prank call.
I
wish.
I mean, that would have been fucking sick if they were doing that instead of what they did.
If that was someone at Serpentini Chevrolet getting back, did that cross your mind at all?
No, no, because I called the police station, you know what I'm saying? Because I had to call them. But dude, I mean, the fucking broken heart I have that I didn't tell that officer to put a girl on the phone. Because I didn't know what I was facing. I didn't know what they charged me. Serpentini's $1 million corporation.
I would have been scared. Yeah, I totally would have been scared.
So I'm like, whatever. So I call my lawyer. I'm like, what should I do? He's like, tell him to fuck off. I'm like, all right, cool. So I don't show up. They tell me, like, you know, if you don't show up, we're going to put a warrant out for you. My lawyer's like, there's no crime. They didn't charge you with anything. So how can they put a warrant out? You know what I'm saying? So it was me, my manager, and Ball Guy AI. Have you seen the oil down videos? Yeah. So yeah. We were going to shoot an oil down at a... we were going to shoot...
Just guy stuff. Yeah, just guys hanging out.
Just us being us, bro. And we've done a lot of them. So we did the Burger King one in Rocky River. And then we went to the movie theater to shoot the oil down, whatever. We shoot the oil down. He's doing some chicken jockey thing in there. And
very, very timely.
We leave and they're just walking out all casual. Like, yeah, they called 911. Like, we should just chill here and wait. And I'm like, no, fuck that. Like, let's get out of here, bro. So Ball Guy dips. Ball, shout out Ball Guy AI for getting away somehow, bro. He didn't get stopped, nothing, whatever.
And who is Ball Guy AI to you?
Ball Guy AI to me is Ball Guy AI. Big brick boy. You already know.
Nice.
Shout out Ball Guy AI. So, yeah, we shoot the oil down. We leave. I'm fucking boosting out of there, driving like a dickhead. I'm about to turn left onto this street that leads to the highway, and like this river cop just passes me and we lock eyes and I'm like, fuck. Like, I already knew it was up. So they pull us over, bro. They pull us over, like, three cop cars, block us in, whatever, take the keys out the car, give me the keys, whatever, whatever. Did you just assault someone at the AMC? We're like, what the fuck? No.
And then they had, like, another call from the Minecraft movie.
Yeah, so dude, I don't know. That, oh,
you got caught up in the crossfire.
It was a mega Karen who he did the oil down for. So, like, recently we've been, like, dressing Bald Guy as, like, a Coca-Cola employee. So yeah, he can get behind the counter and, like, oil down in the kitchen and stuff. So he, like...
And when you say oil down, he just... For anyone who hasn't seen the videos, I've seen the video.
Yeah.
He pours oil on him.
Yeah, he's big and he's jacked up. He'll rip his shirt off and just pour oil all over himself. So yeah, whatever. They stop us. They're running all the stuff or whatever. And then they come and pull me out the car. They're just like, yeah, you got a warrant out of Westlake, whatever, whatever. I'm like, what the fuck? So then they, you know, hit my manager with a ticket, pull him out the car, let him go. The one cop that arrested me was actually a fan. He knew who I was. That's why he let us take that video in the back of the cop car.
Okay.
And stuff like that.
You really were getting arrested in that then.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. So what, he had seen the Instagram page?
We talked in the car on the way to the police station. So River had to take me to Westlake. We met at some park. They traded me off. And then I went back to Westlake and I go in. Cops are laughing about Detective Dodge Durango, whatever. And I'm like, you know, Serpentini's a big company in Westlake. You know what I'm saying?
So the cops
probably fucking love them.
Sure.
And so I'm in there and they're like, oh, it's, you know, the jailer's like M4. Like, we'll just OR bond you. You could just sign this shit and we'll get you out of here. I'm like, all right, bet. You know what I'm saying?
Because
when I was younger, I went to jail for like 6 months in county downtown just for some whatever shit. And, I'm sitting here like PTSD, like, fuck, I'm back here again 10 years later. I'm 29. Like, what the fuck am I doing here? And then some fucking dickhead cop just comes out the woodwork. Everyone's cool as fuck except for this one motherfucker. And he comes out the woodwork just like, let me talk to you for a sec, to the jailer. And they come back and the jailer starts asking me, like, you allergic to anything? You got allergies? I look at him like, you guys are keeping me? And he's just like, yeah, the whatever his face wants to keep you overnight. I'm like, for a M4, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
fucking, it's a step, you know, below a speeding ticket. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck this, whatever. They make me stay overnight. And then they held me like most of the day the next day. And, you know, I had to do Zoom court with the judge and shit.
And what are they telling you at the time? They go, did they tell you this is for impersonating Detective Dodge Durango?
Yeah, it said like, and I guess I had the warrant for like over a month, I guess.
Okay.
I was just zooming around, whatever. Yeah. But yeah, it was for...
Where the fuck was Detective Dodge Durango in your case?
That's what I'm saying.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Detective Doohickey needs to look into that, bro.
Dude, that's fucking bullshit.
But,
where is my fucking tax money going,
yeah,
dude?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. Yo, everybody, your tax dollars are going to them hunting down Mr. Put-A-Girl-On. The rapists don't matter. The murderers, they want Mr. Put-A-Girl-On. But, I mean, bro, yeah, it was one of the fucking stupidest things I'd ever been through. But that was the first legal problem I've ever had.
And finish up with that, so they hold you all for the next day.
Yeah, they hold me for the next day, and then I just, like, called my lawyer while I was in there, paid him, or had my girl pay him, because I couldn't send him nothing, because clearly I don't have a phone.
Pay the police or pay the lawyer?
Pay the lawyer, yeah. Okay. And then, just got me into court at, like, 2, 3 p.m., and then fucking... literally just OR bonded out, free bond, you know what I'm saying? Just had to sign a piece of paper. The same thing they were going to, like, do. But it's like, I feel like they were doing it first Serpentini, like, oh, we got him. Like, we were supposed to let him go, but we got you guys.
I put on for you. I held him for one day.
Yeah.
So, but, I mean, that's going by your numbers. That if they held you for 24 hours, that could have prevented about 30 calls.
You know, it did. Yeah, it did. But the cool thing about it, bro, is like that video of me getting arrested did like 3 million views in a couple days.
Okay.
And like, I mean, just the controversy with the brand is like probably one of the best things you can ask for. Because in a successful business, you want like 50% people that hate you and 50% people that love you, because it creates that controversy. So on that video, it's all like cap, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fuck this. And then they're all arguing and my engagement's just going fucking crazy, bro. So
were you fiending during that 24 hours? You couldn't make any prank calls?
Yeah, dude.
Were you having withdrawals from it?
Yes, bro.
I would have been for
sure. And everyone's commenting like, you get one call. And I'm thinking it the whole time. Like, you're right. I could. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't have another
phone
to record it on,
bro. Did you use your one call?
They actually, when I was in there, they actually gave me like a little house phone that I got to keep like throughout the whole day and night. So I was just in there chopping on the phone and shit, but I'm like, damn, I could have done the put a girl on when I had to talk to the cops on the phone the first time. And then I could have told the cop arrest me to put a girl on, but I go get my car bailed out out of impound the next day through River. And I like walk in and the cop that arrested me is standing there behind the glass. Like, Mr. Put a girl on, like they kept you overnight. I'm like, yeah. And then the cop in the cubicle behind, it's like, no way you're Mr. Put a girl on. Like, I didn't know you were local, bro. I love your TikTok. I'm like, damn, the cops love me out here. Like,
that's so funny.
But yeah, bro.
That's good to have them on your side, at least for now.
Yeah, setback. So I'm still fighting the case. My lawyer has court for me tomorrow.
Yeah, you're still involved in it. I thought it was settled.
No, I pled not guilty. You know what I'm saying?
The charge is just an M4.
Yeah, easy peasy.
So they're obviously trying to drag it out. I'm not paying them shit.
I don't know what they do, bro. But I'm not paying them nothing. I'm not doing that. Anyone in their right mind, Detective Dodge Durango from the Passat Police Department, a Passat's a fucking Volkswagen. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on now, get a grip, like. It was crazy. But it's like they didn't pull me nothing for no harassment, no nothing. Like, good. I know they just leaked through my whole page. It was like, oh, we could get them on this. You know what I'm saying?
They're obviously grasping for straws.
Yeah, for sure.
To be, I'm sure they've gotten a lot of calls about you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And they've had to console some people.
Well, the cop told us, like, because when I was getting arrested, they were like, oh, are you guys the Burger King bandits? Because we had shot that oil down in the Burger King. We're like, nah, it wasn't me, bro. Like. Yeah. And when I was bailing my car out, the one lady cop was like, yeah, can you guys just stay out of River? Like, the phone's been ringing off the hook. I'm just like, sure.
Dude, that's fucking hilarious. So I'm sure your fans, I know I do, have great admiration that you're willing to fucking put on for the content.
Oh, yeah, they know I'm riding for them, bro.
Dude, and that, because, I mean, that's half the excitement is I know, you know, when you're doing edgy shit like that, people are scared to do it themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to have that fun for everyone else. So I know everyone is wondering, dude, what the fuck? How are they fucking with him back there? Because these people, some of them definitely have to have a vendetta against you afterwards. Have you ever been ran up on, or do you have any fear going into fast food restaurants at this point?
Dude, every time I'll go, like, sometimes I'll hit the Taco Bell, I'll be dying.
Do you hide your face when you're going through the drive-thru?
Hood up, bro, all the way up. But it's like, yeah, I ain't been eating that shit. I'm on my gym grind. I'm on my summer arc right now. You feel me?
Dude, damn me up on that.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know. So, like, a lot of them, more so, are just fans. I get a lot of DMs all the time, like, hating on me, but like David Goggins says, you'll never meet a hater doing better than you. You know what I'm saying?
So, dude, totally agree.
It's like, you know, I get heli death threats in my DMs,
and I'm just bet like, you fucking do.
Just from random fans that go, if you ever call my work, I'm gonna skin your tattoos off your face. They, I'm like, you know,
they
Applebee's
say, hey,
called.
I love the page, but if you call my work, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
It's like, yo, bro, Applebee's called. They need you in tonight. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck out of here, bro. But it's like, you know, I don't mind it. It comes with it. It's like I have 500,000 followers. I get weird ass DMs all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do.
Weird shit. You know?
Any water? Can you share any of the weirdest? Anything stand out?
Yeah, like
to you?
People asking me to like
feet pics.
Yeah, feet pics. Fucking just a lot of shit with my dick. Like random ass.
And
shit,
you're interpreting it as serious. They're not like dudes that are fucking with you.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of them seem pretty damn serious, bro. And then you check the pages out, and you're just like, hey, yo. Like,
yeah, this dude's serious. It's a guy playing. With no fucking profile picture with some weird ass, like, took on an Android, like, weird ass post. Because I get DMs like that all the time, too. It's always, like, dudes like that are like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, blah, blah, blah. Click on it. There's no profile picture.
And they're just like following all like
wow, that's really brave of you to message me that with no fucking profile picture, dude.
And they're just like following all like the Indian scammer sex accounts and shit.
Yeah, like, oh, yeah, really cool, dude. So, as we're wrapping up, and again, dude, thank you so much for taking the time. You got at me so fast. I appreciate you reading the DMs.
Thanks for having me, bro.
What's next for Mr. Put a Girl On? Do you have visions for the brand? I mean, I was impressed when you said you got your manager here. I was impressed you said, you know, how this was an intentional act you did.
Yeah.
Getting into it, like you had a team of people that were, you know, I mean, you were consulting with and you had some experience doing creative shit before. Just talk about what's your vision for your brand? What's your vision for what you want to do with this?
Hopefully eventually put a girl on.
Get a girl put on.
Yeah, get a girl put on, you know. Someone hasn't done it yet, but I mean, more so like we're digging deep into like the streaming world. We got like a really good community on Twitch and Kick.
Okay.
And
what are you doing for the stream?
We run like a Monday show where we'll like have Bald Guy and some of the characters from Pago World on there, you know, and we'll let the fans, you know, pay to see Bald Guy oil down or.
Oh, you so you're doing all improv stuff together?
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if you were doing video games or whatever.
No. Mostly on Monday, we'll do more so the improv stuff. Anything else, it's like me just chilling, talking to him. You know, just like, it's like my cult following on there. So it's basically just like my real me with the fans. But I also do like custom calls for the fans for donos and
dude,
all
awesome.
That type of shit.
They're pretty supportive to you.
Fuck yeah.
You get people on there 100%. Talking to you for a while?
Yeah, yeah.
Awesome. That's every Monday?
We were streaming like every day except for like Saturday and Sunday, but Monday is more so like that. But yeah, the Twitch and the Kick has been like the bread and butter for sure.
Okay. I'm gonna make sure I have all that, like the links to your streaming schedule. Make sure you give me that. And I'm gonna make sure that's in the video description. When you're not calling people, what are you into? I saw you repping, I got to bring up you repping the Integrity jacket just because a couple interviews ago was with Dwid from Integrity and a couple ones before that was with Chubby.
Yeah, that's fire.
So I had to ask about, are you into music and shit? Or?
Yeah, yeah. When I was growing up, I was like way more into the hardcore scene. I've kind of like, you know, veered away from it now.
When I told them, I was like, I saw that. He's like an Adam 22 looking dude.
Yeah,
I was like, he's
got
to be. And just because we've been in bands for a while, I was like, he's got to at least know hardcore.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, when I was like growing up, I listened to like a lot of TUI and like all those other types of bands and shit. But yeah, shout out Integrity. They were cool as fuck. After I'd done that video with Chip the Ripper, they like reached out, sent me a care package and all that shit.
Dude, hilarious.
Which was cool.
And he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he seems cool. He said his son is actually local too.
Yeah, his son, because his son was hitting us up when we did some of the pop-up shows at Taco Bell and Adult Mart and stuff. So he put me in contact with his son and a couple
other
people.
He's a good dude, He seems cool. But yeah, other than that, man, just, you know, staying healthy. I want to keep myself alive. I'm in the gym a lot, you know.
What are you working on in the gym?
Everything? I got my manager training me crazy.
High reps, low reps?
Slow everything. Right now.
You're doing
everything,
low.
Yeah. I'm just getting
all compound movements, or are you doing isolation?
Everything.
I'll buy it.
But it's been cool, bro. Yeah, I'm a little over a month sober.
Dude, congratulations
cool.
on
Thank
that.
You, bro. Yeah.
So your health, Maxon.
Yeah, hell yeah, for
Me
sure.
Too. And it's totally support that. I appreciate you doing the interview outside.
Yeah.
Bare feet on the ground, grounding in the earth.
100% touching grass.
We got the cold exposure right there, all sorts of shit. Mm-hmm. But dude, gotta get it. Especially fucking working on computers and shit.
Yeah.
Drains your vril.
Oh yeah, dude.
Definitely got to get outside and shit. It's not intuitive to me. I had to learn it, but yeah. Totally appreciate that, especially as someone who does that shit. So
100%.
Hopefully your fans will take after. Yeah. See you in the gym.
Yeah, they're really supportive, you know, with the sobriety and the gym and shit, you know, just seeing the transformation from what it was. Yeah, but it's fire, you know what I'm saying?
You ever call the gym from the machine?
Dude, crazy story, actually. I was working out at Planet Fitness a couple weeks ago, and we shot one of the day 30s there where ball guy was just screaming, lifting the weights.
yeah, I saw this one.
I like go in, I'm just doing cardio, and I walk in and I like sign in, and this dude I never seen behind the counter is just fucking staring at me the whole time. What the fuck? I'm like doing my whole workout. He's like walking past me, staring at me. I'm like, all right, fuck this dude. Like, whatever. So I walk out. He's like, yo, bro, come here. I'm like, what's up? He's like, you look familiar. I'm like, okay. So you look like someone I follow. I'm like, okay. He's just like, you ever heard the term don't shit where you eat? I'm like, looks like I'm shitting where I'm eating, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's like, stop calling here. I'm like, bro, if you follow the page, I stopped calling here 2 months ago. He's like, why am I still getting calls every Sunday? I'm like, I don't know. I have 500,000 fans, bro. They're
why are you still not
up.
Putting a girl
yeah,
on?
Yeah, exactly, bro. Yo, I need you on the team, bro. I don't be thinking. In the moment, I don't even be thinking of that stuff. I'm like, what the fuck does this dude want from me?
You're probably just trying to not escalate the conflict yeah. and get on with your life. You
yeah,
got
I'm
plenty more
like,
people to harass.
I see you in here a lot. You just got
to
stop calling.
Is this the guy that wanted to do the bench competition with you?
I have no clue. I just
did you,
no,
dude. I
no.
would. I would love to see that.
Would that dude?
The dude who said, "Come up here. If you can outbench me, I'll put a girl."
He's
on.
In the day 30 video. The one dude at the end of it. But this dude, I had never seen there before, and I like frequent there a lot. I had never seen that dude before, so I was just like, "Here we fucking go." But it's been cool. You know what I'm saying? No one's really like. It's like, what are you gonna push up on Mr. Put a Girl On and fucking? What are you gonna do? Like, you mad about the prank calls that aren't going to you?
Dude, fucking hilarious. Anything else you'd like to leave anyone? Where can, and then plug whatever else you got. Plug your page. Are you on? I know you're on Instagram, TikTok are the main.
Yeah.
Do you do YouTube or after plug all your shit right now? Yeah. Let them know where to find you and where, what else to expect from you.
And Put a Girl On all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know the fucking drill. Put a Girl On 216 on Kick. Put her on Twitch. And fuck Serpentini Chevrolet.
Fuck Serpentini Chevrolet.
All day.
And fuck City Councilman Brian Casey while we're at it for shutting down my Adult March show. You're a bitch for that.
Hey, yo, that was...
And then telling me to call you, and I called you 4 fucking times, talked your thing, and you never got it back.
Hey,
so,
yo.
Fuck City Councilman Brian Casey. Mr. Put a Girl On.
You already know, baby.
Appreciate you, dude.
Put a Girl On.
Put a Girl On.
Yeah, fuck yeah, bro.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.